Good evening. Thank you all for coming out. All day today, I was just meditating on God's word and how wonderful he is. You know, we serve an awesome, awesome, awesome Father that cares so much about us. You know, I was just thinking about his word. You know, to me, it's like a guide. Like if you would be taking a test and the teacher handed you an open book, and like your life is a test, you know, and it's every situation or every problem that I ever faced in life, you know, if I would have went to this, I would have never been in the situation that I might have would have been in. And it's so awesome that God is our teacher. You know, and he gave us this that leads us and guides us through life. And I'm just so thankful for it. It says Isaiah 40:8 said, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever." And he gave me that scripture right before I came, when I got in my truck. And I thank him for reminding me of that. You know, and I want to talk about the prophecy that Brother Marcel, who was here, everybody was here Saturday that heard it. You know, he talked about, he mentioned some things, and he said, well, Proverbs 35 said, "Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." And one of the things he mentioned was that little group, that bunch right there. They're the ones that have challenged me. And I mentioned that to Brother Chad Sunday and Brother Troy, and I'm in the room upstairs. And, you know, things has totally just took a shift when we challenged him, the truth, when we challenged him on the truth. We told him that we wanted the truth. And I just remember when Pastor had said that little saying, you know, can we handle the truth? And that timely word, I don't even think Brother Marcel really had any idea that word, that timely word that was given Saturday. That was just, it was so awesome. It was powerful, very, very powerful. And to go along with that, when he said that little group, that bunch right there, they're the ones that have challenged me. Jeremiah 33:3-6. It says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." You know, before that was some great and mighty things when we challenged him about the truth. That was things that he revealed to us that we didn't know. Not that we didn't know at the time. You know, we had never got into the word like we have been here recently. And it says in verse 6, it says, "Behold, I will bring it to health and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth." And another thing he mentioned, it says, "So gird up your loins with the truth of the word of God, and be ready, for the time is at hand, says the Lord." And that's what my message pretty much is on, about the truth, because his word is so it's all about the truth. John 8:31-32. It says, "So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, 'If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.'" But, he said, to know the truth, what we have to do is to continue in his word. And then you will truly, then you are truly disciples of mine. Joshua 24:14. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served before the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." You know, there's some things that we had to put away, because there's some things that we was taught coming up. Well, I talk like I'm old, but, you know, that was, you know, when I was young, we had to put those things aside that we was taught. It wasn't the whole truth. It was just, you know, they was picking bits and pieces of what, you know, wanted to tickle our ears, as Pastor calls it. But, I thank God that he opened up our understanding, and he dealt with our pastor, who no matter what the circumstances was, no matter what people was going to say, you know, he asked for the truth, and that's what he stood on no matter what. And it's awesome. 1 Samuel 12:24. It says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you." And he has done some awesome things for us since then. And fear, when it says only fear the Lord, that doesn't mean like fear, like scared of the Lord. It means reverent. I mean, just to be reverent, to reverence to him and only him. Psalms 15:2. It says, "He who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart, he does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord. He swears to his own hurt and does not change." Psalms 25:4-5. It says, "Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day." In verse 10, it says, "All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies." You know, and in his word, he talks about how we should walk. You know, we want the truth, but we should walk in the truth. And he explains to us how we should walk in. And in 1 Kings 2:3-4. Let's start with verse 1. It says, As David's time to die drew near, he charged Solomon his son, saying, "I am going the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in all that you do, and whatever you turn. So that the Lord may carry out his promise, which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your sons are careful of their way to walk before me in truth and with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. 2 John 1 through 4. Talking about walking in the truth. It says, the elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, for the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father. You know, he said, I was very glad to find some of your children. And I thought about that scripture Brother Jack read last night about, you know, training a child in the way he should grow up. You know, and that's how we should be training our kids. You know, and teaching them the truth. No matter how they feel, it's going to hurt them sometimes. You know, but if we stick to God's word and the truth, you know, they will never stray from it. Never. And in 3 John 1 through 4, it says, the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth, behold, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I am very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in truth. That is so, when I read that was so awesome to know that that's what makes him happy. That's what makes God very, very pleased with us, is when we walk in truth. And not only do we have to walk in the truth, but speaking the truth, but speaking it in love. You know, I think, me myself, and I could just imagine the heat that brings on pastor with his pastor friends, and you know, just my family in general. Just when you're dealing with them, you want to strangle them sometimes. When you break out, you know, the Christmas story that we're getting away from Christmas. We're not doing the Easter thing, and they want to know why. And well, that's not what this means, and that's not what that, but that's what it does mean, you know. So when you're trying to tell them the truth, you know, you kind of want to get a little aggravated with them and put your hands on them, but you know, the Bible tells us that we should do it in love. And 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 6. Start with verse 3. And it says, and if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. In Ephesians 4:15. It says, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is head, even Christ, for whom the whole, 16 also, for whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual parts, because the growth of the body for the building up of itself is love. You know, I just thank God for opening up our understanding to his word. And like I said, I thank him for this cheat sheet is what I call it. To where, you know, he's going to give us this test and say, here, it's open book. You know, To me, when I was in school, that was like the best teacher. I loved that teacher. When we had to take a test and she gave me open book, oh, man, she was my favorite. You talk about bring apples and whatever, you know, and that's what coming to God on Sundays or on Thursdays, you just want to bring him everything, you know, for this open book. He's so amazing, and I just love him. And thank him for every opportunity that I get to, even if it's short, to get up here, stand up here and share what he places on my heart. Sometimes you think about you want to try to say a whole lot, and you try to say a whole lot, and then when you get up here, it doesn't work. But he's just so amazing. And I just want to share something. We had a new cook that came in yesterday, and apparently he must have seen when I prayed over my food and then again this evening. And he was talking to me right before I left, and he said, he was asking me where I stay at and how long I've been with the company or whatnot. And I told him that I work 5 and 2, you know, I go home every night. And he's like, man, wow. He's like, boy, God's good, huh? No, he said, you must have been praying for that job. And I said, you know what? I said, when I came over here contracting five, six years ago before I got hired on the company, I said, I wasn't even doing right, buddy. And he's like, he's looking at me and he said, man, God is good, huh? I said, even when I wasn't doing right, he was watching over me. He kept me. And it's just so amazing, you know, that I get to share with them at work, you know, things I go through, things I've been through, and where I'm at now and where he's taking me. And it's, you know, sometimes I wonder if, like, man, sometimes you wonder if you're in the right place. But when, you know, you get encounters like that, you know you're in the right place. And one other thing happened to me yesterday. The chemical man usually comes down with their little seaplane, and it was kind of rough. And he calls me, and I'm like, I got to go deal with this chemical man. I got to go pick him up. I'm kind of backed up on my job, and now I got to stop what I'm doing and go deal with him. But anyway, I bring him to do what he's got to do, and we're on our way back in, and I can hear somebody calls him on the phone, and he's telling them what's going on with his daughter. He's got a 25-year-old daughter, and she's suffering with it's like a big, something to do with her intestines, her large intestines, and it's like one big ulcer in her whole intestines. And well, anyway, after he got off the phone, he's like, well, I know you kind of heard the conversation, huh? And I was like, yeah, I heard a little bit of it. And, he began to tell me about all this, and she's might have to, they got her on the strongest medicine right now to try to solve, to do whatever it's going to do to it, to get it away or whatever, I don't know. And he said, you know, what he told me something. something about the strongest medicine. Oh, and if it doesn't work, that she's going to have surgery, and they have to remove the large intestine, and it takes about 6 months, but then she would have to have, you know, the bag or whatnot. Well, instantly, I just grabbed my Bible, and as he's talking to me, I remember the scriptures Brother Marcel preached on healing, and I just started writing them down. And I said, look, and I had one little saying that went with the scripture, and I can't remember what I put on his paper, but I handed it to him, and I said, you know, give this to your daughter. I said, and I also have, I thought I had all three CDs, but I had just a Saturday night. And I said, but it's in my truck, and I'm going to give it to you, and you can give it to her. You know, I said, it's very, very powerful. You know, I just let her read these scriptures. And, you know, it just reminded me that no matter how aggravated I was to go get this man, it was all in God's plan. That day, no matter what kind of, all I had in front of me that I needed to be done, that God, that day and that hour was for me to share with him, give him these scriptures that him and his daughter and his wife need to uplift them, you know, to let them know, hey, God can heal you. He can heal you. No matter what the doctors say, you know, they can say all what they want to say. You don't have to buy into it. Yeah, of course, listen to them. You know, of course, go to them, because, I mean, apparently it's serious. But do you have to have surgery? We can probably prevent that. You know, we can go to these scriptures and believe God for your healing and let the medicine do what it's got to do. And, I just thank him that he reminded me of that time that, you know, it wasn't even about me and, you know, me wanting to be aggravated because I had to go pick him up and just take him to one little facility and do what he had to do. But, it was just to spend that 10 minutes of me writing them scriptures down for him to give to her. And I mean, God is just so awesome. I can't express enough or can't say enough how wonderful he is to me and my family and where he's taking me. I'm super excited. I'm talking about, I can't wait for the next day. I can't wait for the next person that I get to share, you know, something about God to them. And it's just, I just love him and appreciate him for everything he's done. And thank y'all for listening. I know y'all might be excited when Pastor come back. Y'all might be mad too, though. But yes, the word, I mean, it's good, you know, it's good. The truth, just the truth. And I thank him for it. That's it. Well, thank y'all for coming. Let's just remember pastoring them as they traveling and enjoying themselves. Just continue to pray for them. And I have my phone. I wanted to get that. I send a text that I called about that man's daughter. I'll give you her name so we can be praying for him. His name is Mr. Rusty. And thank y'all for coming one more time. You're dismissing the name of Jesus.